In 1995, five college friends, distraught over the suspected suicide of their friend Alec, and haunted by the question, would he have died had he known how much he was loved, enter into a lifelong pact to hold living funerals. In their lowest moments, each of the five friends can call on the pact and trust that the other four will drop everything to come to their aid, reminding them of the impact each of them has had and to know their lives are making a difference. One by one, each of the friends begins to trigger the pact, faced with divorce and family loss and legal troubles. Naomi, Marielle, Craig, and the Jordans, Jordy and Jordan, gather for their last living funeral, not realizing they'll soon be attending the first real funeral of the pact. I'm Molly Jo Tilton with KWBU, and welcome to this week's edition of Likely Stories. The Celebrants by Stephen Rowley is a celebration of found family and lifelong friendships, the kind we all hope to have in our life. The story, told in retellings of each living funeral, with slice-of-life interlude chapters from the Jordans, explores how we deal with those friendships as we cross the threshold from adolescence into adulthood. With the exception of the main couple, Jordan and Jordy, the college group loses touch almost immediately after graduation, until the pact is triggered for the first time 28 years later. And though the group stays only loosely connected between each funeral, they're always there when the phone rings. In each of the four living funerals, the group is forced to grapple with long-kept secrets and really hard questions. Have you lived up to your parents' expectations? What about your own? And what is the meaning of life when everything changes, or your child leaves, or your spouse dies? The answers aren't always clear for Naomi, Marielle, Craig, and the Jordans, just as they aren't always clear in life. But the Celebrants navigates those questions with compassion and warmth, despite there not necessarily being a happy ending. This is my third Stephen Rowley book in as many years, and he is quickly becoming an immediate read for me. I think I'm drawn not just to his writing style, but the way he writes his characters. In the two other books I've read and The Celebrants, like in life, the characters are flawed, selfish, and stubborn at times, endearing them in the story. Both emotional and humorous, this book made me laugh out loud on one page, cringe on the next, and cry at the next chapter. And at its heart, The Celebrants asks whether we are brave enough to show up for the people we love, not just at the end, but while there is still time. It's a reminder that friendship, like grief, is not a single moment, but a lifelong practice. And Rowley doesn't pretend connection is easy or permanent. He does insist it is worth choosing again and again. This is a book for anyone who has ever lost touch, grown apart, and wondered who would come if they called.
Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. To hear this or past episodes of Likely Stories, visit our website at kwbu.org. Just look for Likely Stories in the Programs tab.